Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You start to feel football season upon us. I'm just talking about it with Ben, watching quarterbacks on Netflix, like it's right there upon us. Here's my take on the Dolphins. I haven't heard anyone nationally, Ben being a national writer for the NFL. Adam Schefter is going to join us this week. I haven't heard anyone nationally have good expectations for the Miami Dolphins. They all believe, seemingly so far from what I've heard, what Ben believes, which, by the way, if you add up all the clues, Jalen Ramsey, I got to get out of there. Calais Campbell, go finish it up somewhere else. Teron Armstead, I'm done. I'm good. You start to add it all up and you go, something's amiss. Mm-hmm. Something is awry, and everything leads to what Ben said, which is just an epic disaster where he's lost the locker room halfway during the season, and it's an epic disaster. And that is why I believe they're going to have one of the best seasons in recent memory, because no one's expecting that. I will read you later from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post, 5 reasons to be optimistic. But I just think that this is one of those things where everyone sees it, but they don't really see it. And they're forgetting 2023, only thinking about 2024 and this most recent offseason, and forgetting that sometimes there are hiccups along the way. There are one-year aberrations. There are hiccups. And so I am in on this Dolphins team. I am in on the overs. I may have to put a future in on Dolphins, because Ben was saying the way he seeded the AFC East, he had New England second because he thinks they'll get 8 or 9 wins. Mm-hmm. Now think of where that would leave the Dolphins for win total when he has them seeded 4th, by the way.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's out of the ordinary when it comes to Dolphins expectations from the national media eye.
I'll start my like you're saying, my outlook, and I don't know if it's pessimistic. I'll try to make it more realistic, I'll say. The part about him losing the locker room, the part about players coming out and saying, you know, we acted like we wanted to win, but everybody was coming late to meet. Nobody cared about fines. Nobody cared about this. There was a lack of leadership. All of that stuff is Mike McDaniels. Is that same thing we talked about, Ben? Like that whole be a nice guy and invite you to my house for Thanksgiving dinner. Like all that stuff, I don't think it works. But that's just nebulous. Hawk, we lost 4 of our top 8 players. Like just talent-wise.
That's like the disturbing part. I'm with that. That's the disturbing the part.
That's what I was saying. Factual side of it. You're lining up in game 1, Kader Kohu and Storm Duck are your starting corners. That gives me no confidence. Who's next to Sealer? Is it a young boy or from Michigan?
And is Sealer even going to get signed?
Is Sealer, he's not even there. it's and Solana said it. He was like, I'm being totally optimistic. We haven't seen Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips play together in a long time. Like, there's just so many question marks. This young offensive line, is Liam Eichenberg still going to be back there, you know, paying people to run past him to hit Tua? Like, the factual side of it, can they get it together? Yes, but I'm not as optimistic as you are. I want to hear Joe Shad's five, but I'm not as optimistic as you are.
Well, gets underway tomorrow. It is disturbing, though, the number of people. And forget about it. You can go, well, if Darren Waller, hey, Minka, is just look at the number of stars they lost.
Yeah.
You lost Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey and Teron Armstead and Calais Campbell. Those four alone.
Javon Holland.
Safety, you're talking about some of the most productive Dolphins that were on the field. So I get it. But man, I just have a stalwart faith in Tua and Mike McDaniel's ability to get creative with the offense and hopefully not have to create a game plan for Zach Wilson. That's where I'm at.
Ben kind of said it. Zach Wilson is going to get in the game next year, and it's not going to be a blowout. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. But like I said last week, every starting quarterback in the NFL, no one's playing 17 games.
Not really, Hawk. Josh Allen misses no games. Patrick Mahomes missed, I think he's played 5 full seasons. Like, I kind of looked at it. I've had to find in my notes, but like, you look at Lamar Jackson's and those top guys that are on that top 10 list we talked about, they don't miss seven.
They miss a couple games.
They'll miss one game, and they could have played if the team, if they weren't already. Yeah,
we can exist with Zach Wilson starting one or two games for.
But it wasn't one or two. It's 7 or 6 and 5 and 8.
Well, I mean, that happens, though. You're right. Like, Patrick Mahomes, he'll have a game where he rolls his ankle. He has weak ankles. And he's doubtful leading into Sunday, and then he's questionable. Then he's a game-time decision, and then maybe he has to sit a game. But he's back the following week. Like, that's the only difference, because you're right, Hawk. Quarterbacks
they don't
miss
baby
games.
Him. They don't baby him the way they do Tua.
Yeah.
They
it's different,
Tua.
Though.
They baby Tua.
I agree, but you would agree also it's different.
I need to see Mike McDaniel in shorts that wrap around his thighs, a whistle maybe? How about a whistle? He should look like
a
high school gym coach. Yes, he should look more like Willie Taggart and less like Willie Chirino.
He's weird with the elements, though, because when it's hot as hell in Miami, 100-degree heat for training camp, I'm overdressing. I'm wearing the full tracksuit. But then when it's freezing cold temperatures in Buffalo, he goes out with the same tracksuit and he's shivering on the sidelines and he looks weak. Like, put on a jacket,
isn't he,
bro.
Doing that? Didn't we determine he was doing that? He's wearing the hoodies and the sweatpants to show them that he's suffering through training
camp.
Yeah,
like it's not that cold.
And suffering through game time conditions.
Psychological. Where, hey, you're hot. You can't be hot because I got on a hoodie. You're cold. You can't be that cold. I got
but
on a t-shirt.
I'm saying you haven't won a playoff game in 3 seasons, so change it up. Tight thigh shorts. V-neck. Put a V. Be the first head coach to wear a V-neck, chest hair out,
deep V,
and a whistle, deep V, almost
nipple
to the navel.
If he runs, a nipple will fall out. The thing is,
and when you're running off the field in the primetime game, the cutesy little sprint off, walk slowly. Change everything. Then get ready because he's gonna sprint off after the halftime interview. Walk like you're Thurston Howell on Gilligan's Island. Timely reference.
I don't know who the hell you're talking about. Josh Allen ain't missing no games. He's Superman. Josh Allen is, I've said it before, Josh Allen is a white Cam Newton. Like, they're just too big and strong. Patrick Mahomes has bad ankles. I've watched Patrick Mahomes limp around and win a game because of the playing style he has. The concussion thing and the little fingers crossed, what's it called? Tensing
Fencing.
Huck, you can't unfence. You can't.
Where Robin like missed. Can't see it.
No, Huck, you can't. Like you said, no, I thought about it. You said they'll let him tough through it. No one's going to let anybody tough through fencing. No one's going to let anybody tough
Liam
through
Eichenberg
their toes pointed mitts. And their hands
Give
curled
Liam
up.
Eichenberg oven mitts. The moment Tua hits the ground, cover his hands with the oven mitts.
He already wears oven mitts. That's why he can't block no damn body.
No. Liam Eichenberg has to give the oven mitts to Tua, so you can't see the hands fencing. You just cover his hands immediately after every play.
What about his
or
little
dive
toes?
On him? Dive over him pointing? Like he's a grenade. Wait till the fencing maneuver is over, and then you get off him.
And help him up. You good, bro?
I'm just doing workarounds here. I'm figuring out workarounds.
We will see Zach Wilson this year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't disagree with what Hawk is saying, though, because
about the oven mitts.
Right, yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Right.
Yeah. We could do, Crowder, the what-ifs with every team. Literally, no, like
we can't what, do the what if injuries?
No. But I'm just saying, like, oh, what if the Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips are looking great this season, or what if they're not? Like, I could play both sides of that. Like, you can do the what ifs with every NFL team, and the reality is every NFL team is like one injury away from their season being over, right? So if the Dolphins can be on the right side of the luck situation, which for the past couple of years, I'm a Dolphins detractor, but I'll admit, like, they've been on the wrong side of a lot of things. If this year things can fall their way, then maybe they can have a much better season than most people think. The problem is, I agree with Ben. Here's where I agree with Ben. Even if all those things, which is why I asked him, all those things go your way, the injury bug doesn't kill you how it's killed you the last couple of years, aside from Tua, I still don't think this team has the horses to compete with the Josh Allens and the Chiefs and the Ravens.
I'm just not going that far. I'm only worried about regular season and what your win total is going to be. Are you going to the playoffs? Yeah. To me, that's a conversation to be had after that happens. give me a really good regular season. Give me an 11-win regular season. You're competitive all season long. You're exciting. Give me a what was Detroit last season? They had one loss.
Yeah, they were 14-3, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, give me that. Don't get to the Super Bowl, and I'll figure out what went wrong afterwards.
We play the what ifs. The Lions don't play the what ifs. The Commanders are not playing what ifs now. They went to the NFC Championship. The Kansas City Chiefs don't play the what ifs. What if Tyreek Hill ain't here? We played that out, and they went and won two more Super Bowls. The what ifs is a resume, Solana. You bring up the two defensive ends. We give Bradley Chubb, what, he give him $200 million? He's hurt. Jalen Phillips looks like a Hall of Fame DN. He gets hurt.
Yeah.
Tua's going to get hurt. Tua gets hit, and he starts with the throwing up gang signs. We go back and forth. Like, it's a resume thing. It's not what if Patrick Mahomes goes down, they're not winning the Super Bowl. But Patrick Mahomes has never went down for that long. He hurts his ankle. He tapes it up. He goes out there and throws three touchdowns. I'm not doing the what if game. I'm doing the resume game. And our resume is that we're not going to have our top players for too long because we've seen what happens. We've seen them all get hurt. Chubb, Phillips, Tua. We've seen them get hurt. Tyreek, if he gets the police beat him up, he got hurt. Waddle gets hurt all the time.
That's exactly what happened.
Didn't he hurt his wrist because the police beat him up?
No, something like that. I'm
something
not
like that. But I'm not going off. Yeah, of course. Could, you know, what happens if, you know, this player gets hurt? Yeah, they're going to be worse. Just like you're saying, Baker Mayfield's not with the Bucs. They're not a playoff team. Baker Mayfield doesn't get hurt consistently like Tua.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, hey, you mentioned Jaden Daniels and the Commanders last year going into that season. There isn't a single person in their right mind who was saying, hey, Jaden Daniels is going to look like an all-star, a Pro Bowler in his first year. It's not that they doubted his talent. They just didn't think he'd look the way he did. And that Commanders team was rebuilt. And there were what ifs going into that season. Hey, if the offensive line can stay healthy and protect their rookie quarterback and Terry McLaurin can stay on the field, like maybe that offense might have a little something. You know, like guess what? It just all clicked for whatever reason. It clicked and they achieved something that nobody expected them to. They surpassed expectations. And I'm saying in the NFL, those random things, sometimes I'm not telling you to expect
it. It happened in 2023.
But it happened. Clicked.
It didn't click all the way through the postseason. Right. It clicked, though. It clicked. Unexpectedly, they're putting up 70 points against Denver. It clicked. That's all I'm saying. I'm with Solana. It can click for unexpected reasons, and we have proof that it clicked just two seasons ago. So I'm not considering it to be out of the question that it happens again.
I'm starting to think that 70-point game was one of the worst things that ever happened to this organization. I'm serious, because everybody...
Well, we wouldn't have anything like that to talk about if we didn't have that.
That Denver game, it's crazy that I'm... Remember when they scored 7? Remember they still were, you know, they were top... Tua was top 5 in everything that year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, everything was clicking. But
like Tua, and I'm going to argue for Tua all day. The team, though, this year, Tua could be a top 10 quarterback this year, and I think he is if he stays healthy. We always got to put the clause in for him. This team, this roster, I'm not as high as you are, Hawk. I'll put it that way.
What if Mike McDaniel wore a suit like Mike Ditka used to wear on the sidelines? Wear a suit like Tom Landry with the hat. You know, maybe he doesn't want to do the shorts. He doesn't have the legs like Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
So what if he went just the opposite direction? Suit, vest, hat, tie.
Would that make us get fourth in shorts?
Well, I don't know. I do know that the hoodie and the capri pants aren't.
So, we know that doesn't work. Let's just go through the aisle and see what works.
Alec Ingold in a three-piece suit and see if he gets the fourth and short.
Make everybody wear a bow tie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.